There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The FBI worries that ISIS is recruiting teenagers in the U.S. This on the heels of the ISIS fighters setting a Jordanian pilot on fire, King Abdullah vowing that he'll use every bullet in every gun to hunt them down and annihilate them all. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So off our shores, as we hear of yet another, and we know this from the other day, another shocking ISIS grab of attention of killing someone in the most inhumane, sick, and disgusting way. Then we hear from the FBI that, oh, yeah, we definitely have evidence that teens are being recruited in the U.S. And I've said this before, but there is no doubt anyone who leaves, and this is where they go, I don't care who they are, they should not be allowed back in the country. Ugh, not be allowed back in the country. What a mistake it is. If you want to leave, if you feel so disenfranchised by the incredible country we're in, and you want to go and be a part of that band of sick and disgusting thugs, then you cannot come back in. Michael Steinbach is the head of the counterterror division, and I'll tell you, when I read his report, chills just went right up my back. He is leading really the effort to try to put a lid on or stay on top of the threat here in the United States and the recruitment of teenagers in America. And apparently it's much broader than we thought. All the intelligence is pointing to that. They're not tracking. They say we don't track people leaving the United States to vacation in Europe. Once you get to Europe, you can easily get down to Turkey and into Syria. And this is the concern, not knowing people slipping through the grip and then easily coming back to the United States. That's why I say if they know for sure somebody is, they need to pull that passport. There's no question. And they're saying that the FBI has seen children as young as 15 recruited by ISIS in the U.S. And they can't say 100% that they have gotten over there successfully, but they've tried and they're very, very aware of it. So if you don't know much about ISIS, you're going to learn a lot more because of the horrible things that have happened, and also because of the fact that here they are trying to pluck our teenagers and trying to poison their minds with their nonsense. And it's here. It's here in the United States, and it's something absolutely to be concerned about. I think it's something to be concerned about when you live in the New England states and you are constantly burying yourself, I'll tell you, out of that snow. As somebody who has lived in the Midwest and in the East and I've dealt with, you know, I've dealt with snow, I just cannot imagine, I mean, and this is winter, but I just cannot imagine doing this day in and day out, plowing the driveway and looking out the window and having to do it again. And it just seems that Mother Nature is being rather cruel because it's one storm on top of another. So one storm comes and quickly people dig out, have to get to work, and it looks like they make a tunnel almost, and then another storm happens and they're doing the same thing. But it's much more serious than that too. I know in Minnesota they had you know, lots of trucks that jackknifed. You've got ice that you're dealing with, and the ice makes it just so tough. Because I think it's if it's not black ice, you're just not realizing what's in front of you. And be careful out there. Oh, as somebody who knows, as somebody who's done a couple of those spins, luckily no one around me, it is it's nasty stuff. And you know, one of the more heartwarming stories, because I don't want to just pound you with negative right out of the gate, is a story about this man who walks to his job, and you may have seen this, 21 miles is his daily commute. So somehow there was a story, somebody found out about it, about this 56-year-old man, and all of a sudden people, I mean, this is America, right? All of a sudden people started to donate and say, wow, there's got to be a way that we can help James Robertson. 21 miles to get to the factory where he works, taking the bus some of the way. But for the past decade, after his car broke down, he didn't have a lot of money. He would just, whether it was rain, snow, this kind of snow we're talking about, whatever it was, he would somehow just get there. He would just make his way there. So what's really mind-blowing is somebody put up a GoFundMe, and the goal, whatever the goal was, at least a couple of thousand, so far what's been raised, $257,000. $257,000. Wow. I think he can buy a car now and get to work. It just touched a nerve. It just touched a nerve with people who know what it's like when you have a broken car. Can you afford it? It's in the shop. And having to figure out a way to make do. And I'm sure a lot of you listening to me at one point in your life might have found yourself in that predicament, whether you were young or whatever, but couldn't afford to get whatever it was you needed, tires, something else. So you had to figure out other ways, other alternatives, you know, around it. And then finally, here at the top, because we have some great guests coming up, and also Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. This story is being talked about a lot. Normally, you know how I feel about the whole celebrity thing. I don't really care. But it's very sad to hear about the story of Bobby Christina Brown and what happened to her. Because they found her, remember, her mother was found in a bathtub and dead. And so now the daughter, who's having a hard time dealing with her mother's death, said that they found her in a bathtub, and she's hanging on. She's 21 years old, and of course the father is Bobby Brown, and Whitney Houston is her mother, and they're investigating what possibly could have happened. But it's such a scenario so similar to her mother. She's found in the bathtub, face down. And they're hoping for the best, but she was on life support and was having trouble breathing, obviously. And this happened over the weekend inside her townhouse in Atlanta. And police are saying it's a medical incident because they don't know what caused the unresponsiveness. They consider it what they would term a medical incident, saying that they had nothing to say, that it, you know, nothing evidence-wise to indicate that it actually was drug or alcohol related. And now it's a question of trying to figure this whole thing out, but it's very, very sad to think, oh, how similar is that from her mother, who was found dead in a bathtub at the Beverly Hills or the Beverly Hilton Hotel near L.A. just hours before she was supposed to go to a Grammy Awards party. And a coroner, if you remember, ruled her death an accidental drowning with heart disease and cocaine use as contributing factors. And Bobby Christina Brown is Whitney Houston's only child. Wow. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, I'm going to introduce you to two incredible people, including the COO of a company made in America, baby. Tried in case. You're going to love him and somebody else trying to help missing kids. Hang with us here in America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Everybody knows how I feel about Made in America. So pleased to welcome to the show. He's in our virtual green room right now. He might not know he's in our virtual green room. It's a theater of the mind, the whole radio thing. It's Wendell Davis. He's the COO of Trident Case. Trident Case, by the way, made in the USA. When you think about it, how many companies are moving out of the U.S., but Trident, keeping jobs and manufacturing right here at home. Wendell, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thanks a lot for having me.
So tell us about Trident Case. It's a smartphone case, right?
That is correct. Our founder started the company 5 years ago with the belief that there needed to be more options in the world of protective cases for the smartphones that dominate so much of our lives today. And you touched on one of the key things he believed in when he started the company was we needed to move jobs back to America, and he felt like no better way to do it than starting one small company at a time.
And by doing that, though, he could make it cheaper overseas, right?
Well, you can, but here's the thing that people don't truly understand. Believe me, we spent probably 9 months really doing our homework, comparing U.S. manufacturing costs to China manufacturing costs, and here's what we learned. Yeah, you can make the product cheaper over there, but customer perception is it's an inferior product, and that perception is reality. The raw materials we get there aren't as good as the raw materials here, and I can buy raw materials here just as cheap as I can buy them there. Well, by the time I start with raw materials that are the same or cheaper, I don't have to pay freight, and I don't pay duties and taxes. Well, now I'm in a little bit of an advantage making it in the U.S., so what's my delta? It's labor. Well, we all know labor costs for years have been so much cheaper overseas than they have in the U.S., and that's driven way too much manufacturing out of here.
Yeah.
But now in some of these countries, those prices are starting to creep up. But even more than that, you know, it's our responsibility to be more efficient and to try to do things better so that we can compete with products being made abroad. So that's been a real focus at Trident.
Oh, I love that. And you have other product lines, so not just cell phone cases. You've got several other product lines, too, right, that you've launched?
That is correct. We have cell phone cases, and the cell phone cases dominate the sales for us.
Sure.
We also make cases for, you know, most of the various well-known tablets, the iPads, of course. We are one of 12 partners in Microsoft Design for Surface program, so we build cases specifically for their Surface family of products. And, you know, and I could go on about, you know, other device manufacturers, but yeah, we do a little bit of all that. And now we have also really started to push more into the world of wireless charging. We think that's a wave that's coming, and we're already seeing a lot of opportunity there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. You run out of power, you're running around all over the place, and of course, if you can get the power and it's wireless, and plus the whole wireless hookup is just a huge frontier. There's absolutely no doubt about it. You know, if people go to your website, you do talk about it. You talk about being so proud, made in the USA. Do you get a lot of attaboys for the whole made in the USA thing?
You know what? We do, and I'll share a very interesting story. We just came back from the Consumer Electronics Show approximately a month ago. And it's amazing all the companies in the world just beating on Walmart's door to get in.
Yeah.
Well, unbeknownst to us, two buyers from you know, the Walmart organization stopped by, saw our product, saw our made in USA. They didn't reveal who they were to any of us who really wanted to know. And then a week and a half later, they cold called us and said, we want to hear more about your made in USA initiative, and we'd like to get samples of your product. So, you know, no bigger attaboy for us than for somebody who has a history of focusing on products made in the USA. And there's one other thing we like to tie into that is the opportunity to give back to those servicemen and women, those real heroes that allow you and I to do what we do every day.
Yeah, tell us what you do there. I noticed that one of your partners, you know, looking at the military, et cetera. So you specifically target the military in a sense in helping them, right?
We sure do. We have license agreements in place with all five branches of the U.S. Armed Services. So we manufacture cases with the military emblems and some lifestyle design images there. And a percentage of all that goes back to those organizations. But even more than that, we've partnered with several customers to give, you know, a portion of the proceeds or to just write checks to organizations that support these men and women. I mean, recently, the end of last year, I had an opportunity to go and be a part of the Gary Sinise Foundation salute to the troops event in Las Vegas. And I'm going to tell you, it is one of the most amazing things that my wife and I have done. And, you know, for somebody like him who gives so much of his time and is such a voice, it was a phenomenal event. We were able to do something. Certainly, you know, we welcome all those opportunities. And as we've shared with him and his people, you know, keep us at the top of your list because we do want to continue to just do what we can to say thank you.
No, that's great for you. He's such a great guy, such a patriot. I've met him a couple of times, and that Lieutenant Dan Bann is pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
Your company, too, tell everyone, is based in Southern California. Is that right?
It is. The company is based in Southern California, of all places, not the least expensive place to do business in the U.S. But, you know, our CEO and founder lives in Southern California. He's an interesting guy himself. He's a first-generation American. He came to the United States from Malaysia at age 19, didn't speak any English, managed to get himself a college education and successfully worked for other people, started a different company and sold it, and now we're having fun with Trident. But, yeah, our focus is improving the communities where we live and work. And we recently introduced a new tagline, which is Live with Impact. and we think it is perfect for our company, that because we make and sell impact-resistant cases, but you look at all the ways we try to impact those around us, from creating more jobs in the U.S. to, you know, keeping all of the money here. We don't set up offshore companies to take things, and giving back to those heroes that that give everything they have to protect us every day. So, you know, we honestly believe that it has to start somewhere, and we want to be a part of that solution.
Tell me about this, too, as well, that I came across. I thought this was so fascinating, and good for you for doing this. But also there's a green, I'll call it a green initiative. You call it green protection. Tell us about green protection.
Yeah, green protection is another big focus for our company. We go as far as to the only cups we will allow in our office are those made of recyclable materials and that are green and biodegradable. Well, we incorporate that into our cases as well. The normal plastic case, let's call it, the hard shell on your case, if it doesn't have the green stamp on it, it takes that case about 125 years to go away once we put it into the environment. So we're working to figure out how can we improve that. Well, we have an additive that we put in there that reduces that time from 125 years down to somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 years. We spend a lot of time talking to people and trying to work with people to get that number down to something that's even less than that. But currently that's the best we can do. But yeah, it's something we're extremely proud of. And once again, it ties in with our, you know, living with impact. We want to have a positive impact on the environment and, you know, not leave this place in a mess for our kids once we're all gone.
We're speaking with Wendell Daniel. He's the COO of Trident Case. How about the people you employ? How many people does Trident employ?
Currently, we have approximately 100 people. We have two facilities in Southern California. One warehouse serves as really the corporate office and our distribution facility, and the other serves as the manufacturing facility. So, yeah, between those two, if I had to pick today, it's right around 100.
And is the idea, too, that as you're growing this because of some of the markets you're going after, you'll add jobs?
Absolutely. We are very fortunate. The state of California just came out with a state tax credit called California Competes. We shared with them our story and what we're doing and gave them our growth plans and how many jobs we expect to add over the next 5 years. So, you know, we were fortunate enough to receive some tax credits for what we're doing.
Good for you. That's great. I love what you guys are doing. Wendell Daniel, COO of Trident Case, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I don't like to fly, but sailing has pitfalls.
Excited to welcome our next guest to America Tonight. His name is John Guy, and he's the CEO of the Lassie Project. It's a new app. Check this out. I'm going to let him dive into detail. That basically uses GPS to alert those nearby when a child goes missing. So the first 3 hours, which we know is so critical, after a child is missing, the Lassie Project guarantees that this app gets the word out faster than anything else out there, and I could not be more on board with this. John, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Kate, thanks for having me.
So tell me about the development of this app and what inspired you to do this, that kind of thing.
Sure, sure. So back in October 2012, a little 10-year-old girl by the name of Jessica Ridgway kissed her mom goodbye and went to school. However, she never made it. She was abducted less than six houses from her home, and 5 days later, we had discovered that she had been murdered.
Oh.
And as a father, and I've got two little girls myself, it really, really hit home for me. And I started to look into the details of the situation. What went wrong? How come we couldn't get the Amber Alert out quicker? How come there wasn't more information, right? Because I wanted to help. Everybody wanted to help, right? This is one of those cases that really shook the nation. It made national news.
I remember it, yeah.
And after a ton of research and discovery, I came to the realization that there is no great solution, right? The standard
of how we attempt to reunite a parent with their missing child is unacceptable and quite frankly, terrifying. So we created a new standard, and that is Lassie Project. So we give parents the ability to notify an entire local community about their missing child in seconds.
And, of course, the idea is, as you said, it was unacceptable. Boom, everybody gets, and communities now especially are so strong, everybody gets the word, somebody might see something, and you might be able to stop whatever's going on.
Right. Imagine, you know, a little kid, a child goes missing in a neighborhood, and you find out about it through an Amber Alert, but it's been hours, three, four, maybe even 5 hours after it happened. You're getting a car, right? You're looking for a Nissan Maxima, and, you know, made the shrill message in your phone sometime around between 6 in the morning. You know, it's either 6 in the morning or 10 p.m. It seems like that's when they go out. Not many people are really motivated to do anything because they don't feel like they can actually do something, right? So instead, imagine that you receive a notification. You've got a picture, last known location, which is in your neighborhood, on your block even, right? Very hyper-local, hypersensitive, and it happened 7 minutes ago, not 3 hours ago.
Yeah. Wow. So much of that time is so, so critical. So what's the reaction to the Lassie Project?
Overwhelmingly positive. Overwhelmingly positive. What makes Lassie Project work is people. Right? So we've got some pretty impressive technology, and we'll continue to build on that. But the most important thing Lassie Project has is you guys, is us, is everybody, is all the listeners to, you know, go to Lassie Project. If you have a, you know, if you're a parent, obviously, if you're somebody who knows, you know somebody with kids, or you're just a person that wants to be part of this community, should go to Lassie Project and join. That's been, you know, kind of the thing. We're, you know, right now we've got villagers, and we call it being part of the village. We've got villagers in over 2,300 zip codes in every U.S. state.
Wow.
And we're really looking to grow that, because the more people that join and become a part of this, the more things we can do. I mean, this is just the beginning. We kind of want to rethink how safety, how personal and public safety is done.
Yeah, so you think there may be even other things that you could do with the Lassie Project?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We know it's a pretty big task tackling missing children and child abductions. We definitely realize that. But what we're absolutely creating is really this connected community where you're actually able to materialize a physical community, right? Not just Facebook, where it's 10,000 people, but they're all online, or a bunch of folks tweeting. It's an actual physical gathering where people can show up at one spot. You can do all sorts of things with that. Absolutely.
Wow, it's so cool. How did you come up with the name The Lassie Project?
So I'm sitting there and just, you know, thinking about this issue and what needs to happen. And I thought about the show, right? I thought about, Lassie. And I'm like, okay, little Timmy is always, getting stuck in the well. And then the dog, Lassie goes and tells the parents. And they're like, well, what is it? And they all go back. And I thought to myself, gosh, we need this. We need this. When something goes wrong, we need to go back, tell the right people right now so they can go and take care of it and save the day, if you will. And so this is kind of an electronic version of that, right? A new age version of that, which something's wrong, we're able to notify the right people at the right time. But we just couldn't afford to spell it that way, so it's Lassy.
I love it. So you get the villagers, the people sign up. You mentioned people signing up, and that's the key thing, because the more people that sign up, the better, in case something happens. Have you talked to any law enforcement people about it? Because I would imagine they would think it was pretty cool.
Absolutely. We're already endorsed by 14 law enforcement agencies and 4 cities. In fact, this April in Longmont, Colorado, is Lassie Project Child Safety Month.
Mm.
And so we've gotten some really, really warm receptions from every city and every police department that we've encountered so far. I mean, think about it this way. When a child goes missing, it's taxing on everybody, not only the parents, but the community and law enforcement. So they're given a really tough job, because every 40 seconds or so, somebody's calling the police saying, my child is missing. Now, those aren't all abductions. Some of those are runaways. Some of those are abductions. And some of those are the kids hiding in the clothes hamper. But the police have no way of knowing which one is which. So they've got to go through these different systems and points and checks to be able to kind of determine one from the other. And by the time a serious case actually materializes and an Amber Alert is sent out, it goes out to the entire state. So now law enforcement is having to process tips from all over the state, every corner of the state. And we know that those are, by sheer mathematics, we know that most of those tips are incorrect. And it's a waste of time and resources. So we're actually, it's actually a good thing. We're saving, we're helping law enforcement by giving them the ability to get this out much quicker to a much smaller group of people. So, in fact, they'll have less tips, but they're coming from a very, very specific area, which is much more easy to manage.
Sure, narrow the funnel. Are you finding a certain demographic is signing up for it? Is a younger demographic older or just, hey, across the board, women, men, whoever?
Everybody. Obviously, people with children get it, right? If you have a child, no matter the age, right? You go, well, my kids are older, my kids are younger. No matter the age, people are signing up. But also, just people, period. Everyone with a smartphone should be part of Lassie Project. If you're, if you're listening and you have a heart, should be a part of it. And we're seeing that across the board. It's, it's everybody. It's just people that want to create these communities. Especially as we branch in other things, this is something, Lassie Project is something that will encompass everyone.
After you developed this and then you started to slowly get the word out, how did it make you feel as you saw it start to gather more steam?
It's pretty overwhelming and really, really exciting. To see an idea come together and materialize and actually be real. And the first time we did a test with Denver 7 News, we sent a message out to this community, and to see these people that I don't know, right? And it's not like, it's easy to get your friends together and say, hey, come on, let's test this thing out. But an actual community where you don't know these people, you send out this message, and they're coming out of their cars, they're pulling up in their cars, coming out of their homes, all coming together, it's incredible. And, it's also kind of an eye-opening just to know that we are, we're out there, but we really need to grow the community even more.
Yeah, was it, so you do that, you get the word out, all that kind of stuff. When you were first developing the product, because, that technology can be a bear, even with the app process, was it tough to go through that? I mean, did you have to kind of tinker with it a bunch?
Well, we've got a pretty phenomenal team. Temitope Shonui is one of the smartest individuals on planet Earth. I've been working with him for over a decade, and I've known him, since the seventh grade. He went to MIT, and he's kind of our chief architect, CTO, magic person, kind of behind the scenes, making these things actually work. So I get to think up the ideas and have a really phenomenal team and the individuals that support him as well to actually put it together. So the development piece is a bear, absolutely. But, we just had to build something, get it out there, and it really depends on people to use this, right? People to sign up. That's how we iterate. That's how we change. That's how we're able to grow and progress. I mean, we've got this plan to really help galvanize communities and reshape how we do safety, reshape how we protect our children and how we protect each other through the power of community. It's just going to take people to make that happen.
Yeah, and we'll tell everyone go to the Lassie Project and they can sign up there, they can get the app, that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely. They can go to lassieproject.com, LASSYproject.com, or you can find us on the App Store in iOS or Android, Lassie Project, and you can join. Sign up. If you have Facebook, sign up using Facebook, and you can share it. Obviously, we encourage people to share it as much as possible. The bigger this thing gets, and everybody's a part of this, right?
Better.
This doesn't work unless people join the community.
Absolutely. Terrific stuff. I love it. John Guyden, thanks so much, CEO of the Lassie Project. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, change cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We're making that final turn here for this hour of America tonight. I'll tell you, two great guests, Wendell Davis, the COO of Trident Case, and then John Guyden, too, from the Lassie Project. What a great idea with this, with the GPS, and more people are signing up for that, which is terrific. Anything that gets you closer to missing children, I think, is a good thing. And creating those little villages where people can all be alerted right away is just terrific. And they're having some great success with that, to be sure. All right, once again, it's time for Fruits and Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo indeed. Bingo, Shredded, etc. How you doing, Mr. Nathan Reeder?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How are you, Mrs. Kate Delaney?
I'm hanging in there. You know, it's weird, this winter weather, a lot of people are getting sick. And in Minnesota, you've had some rough weather. What's the weather like now in Minneapolis?
It's back to nice and freezing cold here. I don't know what the temperature is, but man, two pairs of gloves at least.
Wow, two gloves. But when you grow up there or when you've lived there for a while, you just get used to it, don't you?
Yeah, sure. Sure, you betcha, they say.
I like that. That's a great answer. Yeah, sure. You know, I grew up in some brutal weather occasionally, but nothing like the Midwest, nothing like Minnesota, Nebraska, any of those snow totals you get. It was very rare when we had snow like that. All right, so this is going to be fun. We have some really, really cool things to talk about here on Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. So are you ready?
Yeah!
I like that. Yeah! Okay, here's our first one. It's just people can't help themselves. Bruce Jenner was an Olympic hero, and then he got tangled up with the Kardashians and became part of their reality show. Of course, I don't watch any of that nonsense, but you have to, if you have a pulse, you've been to a store, you've seen the magazine covers and whatnot. So this former Olympic champion, now Bruce Jenner, is going to reveal what's going on with him, but he's had these alterations, and in some of the pictures, you know, it's weird. He's had his Adam's apple shaved down. He's had polish on his fingernails. He's getting divorced from his wife, of course, the Kardashian. And the question becomes, is he want to become a woman? And that's what the pictures look like on all the magazine covers. Should we care about this?
Not really. I mean, the people that should care about this are people going through similar things that, you know, people in their lives say, hey, should we care about this? So, kind of, if you know someone like this who might be experiencing it. But, I mean, I understand. I understand.
It's gossip.
It's definitely something for E! News, yes.
E! News. Oh, yeah. It is an E! News story. They can't get enough of it. And I guess he's going to talk to Diane Sawyer, so everybody will find out what the deal is anyway. But so I say it's like, I don't know, I say it's Shred It. What do you say?
I'm going to go with Bingo Shred It.
Bingo Shred It. All right, Bingo Shred It. All right, you love this one, especially because we talk about getting sick here, but scientists say they have cracked the code on getting a cold. They've cracked the code on that. Can you imagine?
What?
So the end of the common cold, this came out of the Telegraph in England. They say there could be an end in sight, which I think is a huge story. They have a breakthrough, they say, that could save future generations the misery of colds and protect them from more serious illnesses. They say that with the trials on animal viruses, that's what they're working on now, then they're expecting to have their findings published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, that it could protect people from infectious viruses, but especially the common cold, which that would be, I mean, you get a Nobel Prize if you can come up with, you get all kinds of prizes if you can come up with a cure for the common cold, don't you think so?
You'd think that would be something really cool, kind of like, you know, maybe a vaccination against measles. You think that would be really cool and something that people would understand they should probably do for the future benefit of society, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. They say they found, to give it a little more, they've given it a way to jam the genetic code and stop the cold virus from replicating. So then they could design molecules that would stop the virus in its tracks. That would mean you wouldn't get the colds and all the winter kinds of diseases. They've identified something, a code in the viral genome. That's crazy. I'm going to say bingo if they come up with it.
Me too. I'm with you. Bingo.
Oh, it'd be great if they had something for that. I mean, all around me, people are just hacking and have all kinds of flus and all kinds of... I mean, it's the winter. That's what happens. You just know it's going to come down, and then there's all these debates, and you made the reference to the measles, and what a crazy political hot potato that's come, which I don't understand. And there's people that are being asked to leave their kids at home because they refuse to get the measles shots, and the measles are spreading, and it's a terrible thing for kids to get. So that's that whole debate over vaccinations. And I'll tell you, if they said, hey, if I can give you this vaccination, you'll never get a cold again, I don't know, I might line up and do that. I'm just saying, I might do it. All right, you're going to love this story. How about a cat that survives being shot many, many times. How many times, you ask?
Well, is it more than nine?
Well, it's a dozen times, two dozen times,
what?
Two dozen BBs. Yes, it's a what? Central New York, this happened. Animal protection groups are trying to track down the people who shot a cat with two dozen BBs in Syracuse. The Animal Alliance of Greater Syracuse says that a calico cat named Callie was found bleeding about a week ago by her owner. And this was a cat that was out in the yard, and some creeps decided they would shoot the cat, and they found a dozen BBs in her body. And she had a broken femur.
That's awful.
It is awful. But I say cool for the cat for having more than nine lives.
Aw, kitty.
I know. Let's just shred it. What a creepy thing. Who does that?
Yeah, boys.
Yeah, that's so wrong. Ugh. It's just so wrong. An innocent animal. Oh, and they are pushing reward money to anyone who has leads that lead to an arrest. So they're trying to find out, you know, because it costs like $2,500 to get all these BBs out and have an operation and everything. But they're so the cops are looking around. I mean, they're trying to. They really do. They really want to catch these people. So maybe someone will have some information and they'll be able to nail them.
Yeah.
That would be a bingo if they did that.
Yep.
Yeah. And what a bummer, huh? Why did I go there?
Kitties,
I know. Oh, kitties, they're just cute. I don't understand. Oh, doesn't make any sense to me. All right, how about this one? A man was trapped upside down in a Seattle rail car for 18 hours. I saw a picture of this, and what happened was he got stuck head first down a chute that was attached to a rail car. Emergency crews got to him eventually. They heard someone yelling for help, and they found him in the car with his feet sticking up out of the chute, 25 years old, right? And they say, boy, you don't see that very often. He had crawled into a hole in the space of the car, slid head first at a weird angle into this little chute and was stuck, and he couldn't move. He was stuck in a really confined space, and it's unclear why he did that, what was going on, but they successfully dislodged him, the firemen. So how great is that?
What do you mean that they didn't know what he was? Was he just in that town, and he's just like, okay, I'm going to go hang out. Was he jumping the train and going
That's what
somewhere?
I think. I think he was jumping the trains, too, but they're saying, oh, we have no idea why he was in that space. Thank goodness they rescued him, though. I'm going to say bingo on the rescue.
Yep, sure. Bingo on the rescue and a little bit fruits and nuts on the rest
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, a little bit fruits and nuts. All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
See me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.